Live and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, a mate of mine was posting some great pictures online last weekend of people walking around the city centre in luminous tutus, bright green shirts, various fancy adornments, like, you know, them ears that people wear on the top of their heads, and huge smiles too. 300 people took part in this year's Starshine Walk for the Arthur Rank Hospice charity. I'm hoping that Jodie Vaughan, head of fundraising there, can fill me in on some of the details. Afternoon, Jodie.
Good afternoon, Glenn.
So this was last weekend, wasn't it? It looks like great fun.
It was wonderful, yeah. It was Saturday just gone. And as you said, we had 300 walkers take part, and it was just such a wonderful day to reunite our supporters, coming back together face-to-face for the first time this year and since the pandemic. So, yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Tell me a bit more about what exactly the Starshine Walk is.
So it's a 10-kilometre nighttime walk, and we had all our walkers start from Cambridge Rugby Club, so a really central walk that saw lots of sights of central Cambridge. We walked across Parker's Peace, Midsummer Common, surround the backs of the colleges, and yeah, it was a wonderful walk. We had a team of volunteers. We had about 84 volunteers who were just incredible. They were the shining light of Arthur Rank all around the city centre, cheering our walkers on and marshalling and making sure that everyone was safe en route and showing them the way. So it was, yeah, it was wonderful. We had such great feedback, and many people that take part have such a touching reason for taking part and wanting to support the charity, and usually that's through a personal experience of the hospice. So to give people the chance to come together, remember their loved ones, and to just do something really brilliant on an evening for such a good cause was fantastic.
So some of the people taking part, as you say, are family members of someone who's maybe used for hospice. What other people take part? I assume staff and volunteers, but do some service users take part? Do the general public come along?
Yeah, it's open to everyone. So we have some of our patients coming along. So we had patients from our Living Well services join us. We had staff members. We had our receptionist come along. All sorts of people. Lots of our trustees were involved, all of our fundraising team and other colleagues, and lots of businesses. We had businesses take part who had teams of colleagues together. So they used it as a kind of team building exercise. So yeah, it was open to everyone, as all of our events are. And so, yeah, just being able to have that opportunity to come together was great.
I love the fact that you say this was a great opportunity to come back together after a pandemic. Is it something that's happened before pre-COVID and presumably will happen again?
Yes, absolutely. So we do it every single May. The last 2 years, we had to change it to a remotely based virtual walk. So people received their pack, but they had to do it from their own doorsteps and carve out their own routes, as we weren't able to bring everyone together. But previous to that, we have run Starshine for 13, 14 years now. And we had people who joined us actually on Saturday who had done every single one, which was just incredible. So we had a wide range of people, some people that had never done Starshine night walk before, and people that had done it every single year. So such a range of support there, all of whom were raising sponsorship. So lots of sponsor forms out and about at the moment, people doing such incredible things to fundraise. And so far, we think we've raised around £25,000, which is just incredible. And that number goes up each day as people gain more and more sponsorship for their kind of brilliant work over the weekend.
£25,000 already. I mean, that's a brilliant night's work, that is. And you say that various sponsorships are coming in. Do we choose someone to support? Is that how this works?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. You can find all of the information on our social media channels or on our website as well. You'll be able to find our sponsorship pages on there. So yeah, do check it out. And we'll be doing it again next year. And we have lots of other events coming up. We have a Bridge the Gap walk happening in September. So there's more details about that on our website as well, if anyone wants to join us for a walk in September.
Indeed. You try and keep us away from that one. I know my friend Neil Whiteside absolutely loves that event every time round. You've raised an awful lot of money on this walk already, but I imagine it's such a challenge to put on. 84 volunteers, you said. How do you get everyone organised and say, right, we're going to do it, this is a route we're going to take, Can you go and help us out with this? How hard is that to actually bring together?
It takes a lot of work. We have a brilliant fundraising team at the hospice. They're absolutely brilliant. And so we start talking about Starshine around January time. And so our first point of call is contacting all our brilliant volunteers and asking if they can join us to support us. So we've got a bank of volunteers who we can call on who are just so loyal and dedicated and brilliant. And we're so thankful for their support. And then we have new people come on board each year as well. And so, again, we're so grateful for their support. But it's such a team effort. The whole team, all of our volunteers, our patients, our families, everyone shares the news, and it's about getting the news out about people helping by volunteering and supporting the event, as well as people signing up to do the walk as well.
That's a really interesting point, because you mentioned you've got this bank of volunteers that you email out. I know a friend of mine that was taking part last weekend actually takes part in various activities as a volunteer. Can people get themselves on that list? Do they maybe volunteer for something and then you'll come back to them? You say, hey, I don't mind being counted in for anything you've got coming up. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a brilliant volunteering team at the hospice, and there's such a wide range of opportunities for people to volunteer. So lots of opportunities at our fundraising events. So like Starshine at the weekend, we had marshals, we had people at our HQ, all sorts of different roles. And then at Bridge the Gap, and we've got Chariots of Fire this year as well. So we're looking for volunteers to join us at two events in September. So lots of names needed on those lists. And then at the hospice as well, we have lots of volunteers. I think we have over 200 now volunteers that support us with such a wide range of tasks, whether it's helping on reception, greeting visitors, helping on our inpatient unit. There's such a wide range of volunteer roles. So if anyone is interested, then please do give the hospice a call or have a look on our website. We have a list of all the different volunteering options on there.
Now, I know that you've probably not rummaged around for a pen and paper yet, so this is your two-minute warning. In 2 minutes, I'm going to ask Jodie to give us the details of where you need to go to sign up to be a volunteer. So this is your two-minute warning. Go and grab a piece of paper now while I ask Jodie about where this money's going to go that you raised at a weekend and that you're going to raise on the forthcoming events. Tell me a bit more about the hospice. I mean, I was chatting to her dad about the brilliant care that his son had received at Each just up the road last week, and it was so moving to hear about the work of that charity. I think sometimes we take the work of all our local hospices for granted. We say, yeah, they do great work there, but I don't think we're ever 100% sure what that entails. What goes on at Arthur Rank?
Yeah, so we have lots of wonderful services at the hospice. We have our inpatient unit where patients come and spend their final weeks with us. And so we care for people who are living with an advanced serious illness or other life-limiting condition and need end-of-life care. And we also have a living well service, so people that aren't in their final weeks of their life, but they need just kind of that extra support, group therapy, all sorts of different services are available to them. And we also have a hospice at home team, so people that want to spend their final weeks and days at home, we can help them to do that. We can support them, we can support their loved ones and keep them as comfortable as possible at home. And so many wonderful clinical colleagues that we have at the hospice who are really just delivering such brilliant care for our whole community. And we cover the whole of Cambridgeshire. We have a day treatment centre over in Wisbeach, and just really wonderful colleagues. We offer psychological support through our patient and family support team, bereavement counselling, spiritual support, such a wide range of things. And it costs us around £11.5 million to run the office each year. And of that, we need to fundraise and have donations received of around £4.5 million. So we have a really big task each year to fund the hospice, keep all of our services going. So people supporting us through events like Starshine is just incredible, and what we need to keep the hospice going each year.
Right, let's see how we can help you out then. I reckon it's been about 2 minutes to you, Jodie.
I think so.
OK, then, if people want to get involved, either maybe they want to chuck some money in a walker's direction for last weekend, or maybe you really fancy taking part in a future event as a volunteer, maybe for another Starshine walk, maybe for the Bridge for Gap walk, or maybe even for Chariots of Fire. How do people go about it, Jodie?
So if you visit our website, which is arhc.org.uk, so that's for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, then you'll find lots of our contact details there. Or if you want to give us a call, please do. Our wonderful reception team will answer the phones. Or if you call Cambridge 01223 675 777, and we'd love to have a chat with you about fundraising, volunteering or anything at all.
Fantastic. So that's arhc.org.uk on the internet, or if you fancy just giving them a call and having a chat through some of the options available, Cambridge number 01223 675 777. Jodie Vaughan, Head of Fundraising at the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.